Who actually fixes things anymore? One of my earliest memories was of my grandfather making shoes. And if he wasn't making shoes on his little, I don't know, metal shoemaking anvil thing, he'd be repairing shoes by knocking little tacks in the bottom. And although he was not a technologically advanced man at all in any way, he, I think, was the first to encourage me to fix things. Wasn't so happy when he'd get back and the television would be in bits or something else had been taken apart because I thought it wasn't working too well at age 5 or 6. But just feeling the screwdriver and the pliers for the first time and knowing that I could take stuff apart and see how it works definitely was a kind of an important factor of my upbringing, of my childhood. I remember, in fact, not too long ago, it might even still be there, but I'm not too sure. In Rugby Town, there was a little doorway near the theatre, and you could walk in there with anything, a radio, a TV, a toaster, any electrical appliance at all. And there was a man in a white coat, and he would fix it for you. He'd actually take it off your hands. You'd come back later on in the day, and there'd be a little piece of paper on it saying, yeah, if you wanted this fixed, it would cost this amount of money. That's just fantastic. I mean, nowadays, if something goes wrong within the warranty, we send it back, and 9 times out of 10, we get a replacement. It's only recently when I actually got a cheap-ish mobile phone sent back to me, and which was repaired, that I think, wow, this doesn't happen very often. Someone's actually taken this apart. They've gone in. They've found out it was the microphone that was faulty. They've taken it out. They've used a soldering iron and everything, and they've replaced it. And then I thought, why am I so shocked at this? I fix things all the time. What we are just becoming such a disposable nation. In fact, the whole world is, we have piles and piles of electronics. We hear about computers in their tens of thousands going to places like Africa and then people cloning or stealing the information off the hard drives and then selling it back or selling it to the black market. And you just think, I don't know, when did we get like this? I think it's really valuable. I think we might have to return to repairing and rebuilding things as well. Our manufacturing in this country is going to hit a bit of an issue very shortly. What with car plants closing down and all kinds of other economic issues. Now, if we can start repairing what we have, we're going to feel it a hell of a lot less than going to the shop and seeing that, well, there isn't actually that much on the shelf. We don't need 90% of what is on the shelves of our shops anyway. They're normally 10 different types of the same device. So at the moment, I'm fixing a handle back on the lid of a kettle. I could have gone out and bought a new one. They're on sale at the moment. But no, if I can fix it, then that's better for me to keep my hand in of fixing things. For the environment, and not so good for the economy, I guess, because it's been built upon us buying and throwing away, buying and throwing away, buying and throwing away. But I'm not going to lose any sleep over that. And I'm going to do my best as well to teach my kid the same. I would like him to have a toolkit very early on. First, I think 5 years old when I got my first little pen knife, and that was put to all kinds of good and bad little actions. I probably won't be as rash as that with mine. Maybe a pair of pliers for the first thing. But yeah, let's fix stuff. Let's not just throw it away and buy new. Yeah.